Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I stumbled upon a website called Top Tens.
It's actually called Top Tens.
You would have been in heaven.
I was, and I am.
Love your top fives, your top tens.
I love it. I love it. And actually, some fascinating things in these.
Oh, fascinating
websites.
Fodder.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Please enlighten us, Damien
there's
Leaf.
There's a top ten there of how things came about, which are fascinating. How crisps
God?
Came about.
Big Bang?
No. Oh, no, it doesn't go that far back. No. Like, interesting things like a Lamborghini. You know how a Lamborghini
the car,
came?
Lamborghini, no, it was somebody...
He was a guy who had a tractor business.
Oh, Lamborghini tractors.
Yeah.
My husband's got one of them.
Your husband's got a Lamborghini.
Yeah. He goes 30 k's an hour.
Wow. Well, the guy owned that company... And he bought a Ferrari because it was so successful.
Yeah.
And the clutch wasn't working. He went to Mr. Ferrari and said, hey, this car's crap. You know, Mr. Ferrari was so angry with him. Mr. Ferrari said, get out of here. You don't know. You can drive a tractor, but you'll never be able to handle a Ferrari. So he said, well, stop that. I'm going to invent a Lamborghini fast car. And he did it out of spite. What do you think?
There you go.
That's an interesting thing. Anyway.
That is an interesting story.
I digress.
Oh, right.
I digressed. Now I'm back on track. 10 worst things to be magically turned into. This caught me by surprise. What would you hate to be magically turned into?
Oh, the worst things to be magically turned into.
Like if a witch came along, you know, spun her wand and said, that's you.
Yeah.
You're into a rat.
Yeah, I don't want to be a rat.
No one likes a rat. All right, look, an honourable mention, and I thought this was funny, was Amber Heard. This is as voted by hundreds of thousands of people on the internet.
And they've made the top 10.
She made 11.
Oh, okay,
Amber Heard is in there at 11.
Yeah, no one wants to be her at the moment.
12 was toilet paper. So people would hate to be Amber Heard more than toilet paper.
She's getting dragged through the poo at the moment, though.
She is. Okay, so the top 10, as voted by the internet, people would hate to be in 10th position, a tampon.
Oh, yeah, that's not pretty. That's not pretty.
No, a balloon. A balloon. No one wants to be a balloon.
Again, it's like a tampon. You only get used for a little bit when you need it, and then you get discarded.
Speaking of which, there was one out on a tampon on the street the other day. I happened to see it.
Thanks for sharing.
No, it was an onion. It's obviously someone dropped it and it had fallen. And I saw it, and I thought, should I pick it up?
No,
like I put it in the bin.
Oh, okay.
Because we've had a lot of rain recently. And if someone doesn't pick it up,
it could clog the drains.
That thing has become a...
They get huge, I know.
A couple of days later, that's a raft. if we have torrential rain, you can jump on that thing.
Mate, you are taking this story on down the drain at the moment. You're digressing and digressing.
I'm digressing. Look,
number are we up to? Number 9.
Number 9, people don't want to be a balloon. Number 8, no one wants to be roll-on deodorant. What do you think, roll-on deodorant?
Oh, that stinks.
I mean, you got to get on.
No one
wants to be
hair.
A soccer ball because you get kicked around the place. A nappy in sixth position.
Oh, yeah, no.
Who wants to be a nappy? A punching bag?
Yep, no, that's going to hurt.
These are all awful. A bubble, you know, like a...
Yeah, bubble. You burst.
Yeah, you burst.
You're only here for a good time. Not a long time.
Here's our top 3. This is as voted. Now, 10,000 people voted.
Okay.
So they spent time doing this.
Wow. And we're spending time talking about it.
Number 3, food. Because you get chewed up, you get masticated.
And then you come out the bottom, yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing.
It's not a good life.
And you start the whole journey again. You get eaten by
you
a cow.
You end up in that nappy from earlier in the list.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Number 2, a piñata. So... It's very specific that in the world of 10,000 people, the one in second position, the thing they don't want to be is a piñata.
Because you get bashed up.
Most people in Australia haven't even seen a piñata.
Oh, no. Okay.
Number 1.
Yeah, what is it?
A toilet. The toilet one. What do you think?
Yeah, no one wants to be a toilet.
Are you happy with this list?
Yeah.
Are you disappointed with this?
Well, this reminds me of a toilet, actually. It stinks.
Let me tell you more about that tampon.
I don't need to know more about the tampon.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
At the tender age of 73, Mama Jude has inadvertently become a stripper.
Tell us more, tell us more.
So she was at the Avan Seniors week. They all went down the coast.
Yep.
And Mama Jude went down there and last Saturday night at the Currarong Bowling Club.
Yep.
Big Willie was playing.
Oh, Big Willie.
Big Willie was playing.
Yeah. Please tell me that's a band.
Yeah, that's right.
Big Willie.
Big Willie's is a covered band, apparently. So Big Willie was playing. Yeah. And they all went down there for a little bit of a bite to eat, a bit of a dance.
Yeah.
And it was my mum's friend Karen. It was her birthday. And so mum and Karen were cutting some serious rug on the dance floor. She's got a friend called Karen. She has got a friend called Karen. She's a good Karen.
Love it.
And then Big Willie, Karen requested one of her favourite songs, and it's Joe Cocker. You know the infamous Joe Cocker. Wait.
Big Willie was going to play a Joe Cocker song.
You can leave your hat on.
Oh, yeah.
Big Willie was busting out these tunes. Mama Jude's friend Karen, she started taking a jumper off and then threw it on the table, and Mama Jude got excited and she's like, oh, is this what we do with this song? So Mama Jude took her dress off. Started twirling it around her head. Wow. And she was getting into it with her eyes closed. And then her friend Karen goes, Jude, what are you doing? I was just taking off my jumper because I was hot. We're not stripping. Oh, so there you go, people. Mama Jude took a dress off for Big Willie.
Wow, you are so much like your mum. It's unbelievable.
It must be in the DNA.
It's in the DNA.
Her daughter's not far from the truth.
It does not indeed. Why, she's a stripper.
Oh. Yeah.
Jade and Damien, you love...
All right, there we go. I'm still having visuals of...
It'll throw you. She
refuses to wear underwear.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. You laugh, you lose. All right, now lose it. Just
lose it. Go crazy. All right, something new we're road testing this morning. Yeah, you laugh, you lose.
This is very serious business. Do you know why? Because the toilet seat trophy is on the line.
I can't believe you're putting it on the line.
I know, neither can I.
For a new game that we've never played before, this is a high-risk manoeuvre for you.
It is. YOLO, my friend.
We are also going live on Facebook right now because you can see it in real terms. This is a serious game.
Good morning, Sharon Stevens. She's just jumped online.
Shazza. All right, Dino, how does this game work?
Just to this, you guys have been emailed by me. Okay. Gee, I hope they're okay. A bunch of jokes. Each. Jade's got seven jokes. Damien has seven quick little one-liners as well.
Okay.
You need to fire them random fashion towards each other.
Okay.
Take it in turns.
Yep.
The objective of the game is to make the other person laugh.
Okay. In other words, you laugh, you lose, Jade.
All right.
You laugh.
All right.
Okay,
you lose.
All right. Can I start?
On your mark. Get set. Damien, go.
All right. My boss hates when I shorten his name to Dick. Especially because his name is Steve. No, okay, nothing.
Jade's gone.
Nothing. I felt like laughing myself. I thought that was good.
What did the police officer say to his belly button?
I don't know.
You're under a vest.
Dino's laughing.
Hey, laugh.
No, okay.
Is that all you're going to point at Dino laughed?
No. All right, Jade.
Go.
What is two butts and kills people?
What is two butts and kills people?
An assassin.
An assassin.
Assassin.
I don't get it.
Assassin. It's got two butts.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
Tough crowd.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
No, go on.
It's fine. He woke up.
No, she laughed at that herself. That's a point for me.
That was terrible. It was terrible.
All right.
Go.
My wife is furious at our next door neighbor who sunbathes topless in her backyard. Personally, I'm on the fence.
No. I like that. Okay,
you did like it, didn't you?
I did like it, though.
Yeah, okay.
When does a joke become a dad joke?
I don't know.
When it becomes a parent.
Oh, that's terrible. Jeez, okay. Wow, yours are awful. Okay,
yours aren't much better.
Okay. This is kind of a rude one.
Okay, go.
Did you hear about the guy who dipped his testes in glitter?
No.
Pretty nuts. Pretty nuts.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know.
Because he never lands.
Oh, yours are awful.
Okay,
I'm actually trying to make interesting ones here. Ladies, if you can't appreciate your fruit jokes, you need to let that man go.
What about this one? And Dino gave me these jokes, FYI.
Yeah.
You're Irish when you go into a bathroom and when you come out. but what are you while you're in the bathroom?
What up, mate?
European.
Oh, jeez.
Come on!
How many tickles does it make? Does it take to make an octopus laugh?
How many tickles?
Yeah.
I don't know. How many?
Tentacles.
Okay, last one.
That was my last one, that's it.
Okay.
All right.
Rest in peace, Broadwater. R.I.P. You'll be missed.
You'll be missed.
Come on, that was clever. Like, as in missed, because the water evaporates. It's no longer there. It becomes mist.
Dino.
You'll be missed.
I think I won because you laughed at your own jokes.
Yeah. Hey, I think the winner of the day was the testes in glitter. Pretty nuts.
The pretty nuts were pretty.
I'm thinking the trophy's safe. You've both made yourselves laugh, but you haven't made each other laugh.
So, both the week, JoJo said.
Wow, we're getting opinions here.
We need to come back with better jokes.
All right, we'll return.
All right, there we go. It was a road test. You laugh, you lose, and. My round one done.
Damien laughed at himself.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, how do you punish Milko, your husband? Come on. every wife, every girlfriend has a technique.
Yeah, they do have a technique, like whether it's a silent technique.
Yeah, everyone's got it.
Well, I think, silent. I probably like to.
You're silent?
I like to pull out the wall of silence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think for a prolonged period of time, would you say?
Yeah. Oh, not too long, because I talk a lot. It's more painful for me not to talk.
It hurts you.
Than it is for him.
He gets off scot-free, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Well, actually, you know, that's good, okay, because since that technique doesn't work for you, I have another technique.
Ooh!
I'm just going to give it out to you because clearly women of the Illawarra already know this and you don't seem to know it. So public service announcement. Send him to Kmart, all right? That's what you've got to do with your husband or your boyfriend. I went to Kmart the other day. I've frequented Kmart quite a bit recently.
Yeah.
I've nothing against the store, trust me.
Yeah. It just happens to be close and it's open 24/7.
It's 24/7.
Convenient.
You can wear whatever you want.
We've established that. You can wear lingerie at Kmart.
You can wear lingerie. You can go in there in
a scuba suit.
Scuba suit, whatever you want.
Doesn't matter.
No one's going to stop you.
No dress code.
I was walking around there with my daughter Kiki. I gave her a budget. I gave her a $15 budget. I said, go in here. That's all you got. $15, do whatever you can with it.
You could come out with a full bedroom suite.
You know, there's an oven fry, there's everything, all for $15. She went in there and Kiki was just going through every single shelf in the whole place.
Yeah.
You know, she really was. She
wanted to stretch her dollar. She wanted to get a lot of bang for her buck.
Everything. We went from clothing to toys to cards to scrapbooks to you name it. And as I was roaming around, what I noticed was that Kiki was in front of me and I was kind of lagging behind and I had a sourpuss look on my face this is hell.
Yeah.
All right. I hate this. I hate what I'm actually doing.
You're getting dragged from department to department.
I hate the man I've become.
How the mighty have fallen.
When I was younger and I had dreams of being an astronaut.
Yeah. You'd expect you'd be in the cushion section of Kmart.
Yeah, here I am being dragged around.
Looking at fake palm trees.
But as I was roaming around, I passed by other men who were also lagging behind either a child or a woman.
Yeah, it's a universal look of dejection when you have to go shopping.
It's like these poor guys, we all kind of nod at each other. We kind of go, yeah, I know.
Pain.
Yeah, you're either being punished or you're doing it for your kid. It's one or the other. And we've all got this kind of mark. And it's just on our forehead. It's like a thumb imprint. Every man and dad in the Illawarra who's ever gone to Kmart with their family has that same mark under the thumb.
So you can pick your kind out when you're in the street.
It's a thumbprint that kind of looks like an L.
It has a loser sort of vibe.
Yeah, that's right. It really does.
Yeah, there you go. Like, it's a true story and it's a sad story.
And you both got one.
Yeah, look at Dino's. Dino's is actually quite
Dino's
big.
Dino's is quite, Dino's is big. You can see that one from a satellite.
And I've got the credit card statements that even back up my trips to Canberra. Don't you worry.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
With petrol prices still continuing to go up, the cheap E10 stuff about a $2.15 a litre at the moment, plenty of cars around the Illawarra cruising around with the fuel light on. We're looking at you, Joe.
One car in particular. Yeah. Well, look, yesterday I left the dentist and I went, oh, fuel light's on. And then there wasn't a petrol station at Kymer Downs and I forgot about it, went home to Jambrew this morning on my way to work, didn't have time to stop. It's been about 60 Ks.
Scandalous.
I'm worried I'm not going to get anywhere beyond work, though.
Personally, I think you've pushed it way too far. All right. I think you're lucky to have even arrived this morning. It was reckless.
Oh, I know. I like living on the edge. It's fuel roulette. It's what I play.
Wind the windows up. Yeah. Air conditioning off.
All right.
Going neutral down hills.
Look, if you can help us out, we're just wondering this morning in Illawarra, because this doesn't have the digital readout, so we're working just off the orange light.
It's an old Toyota Camry.
And it's an old Toyota. So how many Ks have you got, or how much Ks can you get on a car when the orange light's on? So 4275196.5.
Kimmy in Tongara, you have a little bit of experience of the old orange light, the fuel light.
All right, I'm in a Toyota, I'm on zero, I'm down at Macquarie Park. I can make it to work and back in Mittagong from Albion Park easily. It's a Toyota, the reserve tank is huge, you've got about 100k.
So you're saying I've got like 40k's to go, I could go to Jamboree and then back to Albion Park and get petrol later this afternoon.
It's not good to run your car fully to the zero. And let's be real, I do live with a mechanic and he's always shaking his head at me. Yeah. But honestly, I'm on zero right now, Jade, and I'm more than happy to just keep going. Oh. I've never run out. I know I've got about 100K. And I'm in a Toyota.
Kimmy, you're a woman after my own heart. My husband shakes his head at me too. But, you know, I think...
I don't know how to drive a car without the light on.
No one expected that.
I'm actually pretty sure they don't work without the fuel light on.
Thanks for the call, Kimmy. Sounds like these fuel lights and Toyotas, it's a bloody scam.
Oh, it really is. It really is.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You'll make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.